This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Meek. Forecasters declared a hurricane warning for parts of the Florida coast Friday as Hurricane Isaias drenched the Bahamas on a track for the U.S. East Coast. Florida officials, as of Friday night, closed beaches, marinas, and parks in Miami-Dade County. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said that the state was fully prepared for this and any future storm during this hurricane season, with stockpiles of personal protective equipment, generators, bottled water, and meals ready to be distributed. But he urged people to have 7 days with food, with water, and medication ready, and said that the state-run coronavirus testing sites in the areas where the storm could be hit will be closed. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says once a coronavirus vaccine is approved as safe and effective, Americans should have widespread access within a reasonable time. Appearing before a House panel investigating the nation's response to the pandemic, Fauci expressed a cautious optimism that a vaccine would be available, particularly by next year. Under direction from the White House, federal health authorities are carrying out a plan dubbed Operation Warp Speed to manufacture 300 million doses of vaccine on a compressed timeline. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention head Dr. Robert Redfield said it was in the public health best interest of K-12 students to get back in face-to-face learning. According to Reuters' tally, U.S. COVID-19 deaths have risen by 20% in July versus 21% in June. On Friday, it still saw its biggest one-day increase since May 27th. It takes the overall death toll to more than 153,000. Globally, the figure is more than 677,000, and the U.S. has by far the highest number of deaths and infections, followed by Brazil.